Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's Journey. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. Embark on a journey into a gripping narrative where intrigue, secrets, and unexpected twists await at every turn. Play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s, whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. Rediscover the magic of June's childhood as you roam the vast estate filled with secrets and memories waiting to be uncovered. Gather compelling evidence and decipher clues, immersing yourself in a captivating world of discovery that will keep you hooked until the very end. Compete with friends and other players to see who can solve cases the fastest or achieve the highest scores. Are you ready to jump back in time, detectives? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover the secrets of the past. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Gotta walk the dogs, school drop off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer practice, then there goes the extra time for a jog. That's okay. Maybe next week.
When everyone else relies on you, it's easy to put your needs last. Therapy is a dedicated time to focus on what you need to be happy, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. BetterHelp offers convenient online therapy on your schedule. It's the same professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with the option to communicate when and how you want. By chat, phone, or video call. Go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hello, this is international football commentator Derek Ray, and you're listening to the Ranks FC podcast.
Rank Squad and welcome to Ranks FC. We're here with a very special episode because it's draft week, which means we're bringing back one of the old Ranks staples, one of the favourites. We're bringing back our draft episode. My name is Jack Collins and I'll be your host today, and I'm joined by the Rank God, Mr. Sam Tai. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, two drafts to look forward to for me. This one involving me and then the one later in the week in the NFL involving my beloved Detroit Lions. We're going to crush it again, and I'm going to crush it here today.
We'll see. We'll see what happened last time. We'll remember what you picked last time.
I don't remember.
Transfer guru and king of Presnel Kimpembe in the drafts, Mr. Dean Jones.
Hello, mate. Yeah. I think I'm probably going to have put the least prep into this, aren't I? Yeah,
yes.
I'm not sure what anyone's expecting from me. I'll give it a go. Yeah,
that's all we can ask for, DJ. You try your best. That's all we can ask.
I agree to join in, and I'll have fun along the way.
Your participation and laughter is all that's required. And we have a very special guest today, our chief writer at Ranks FC on our website and representing the Ranks Squad, Mr. Owen Murray. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing great. I feel like I have to do my Seahawks some justice. We've got a couple first round picks this year. And so I'm wow. That's a lot of pressure for later in the week, right?
Yeah. You're representing the Rank Squad. You're representing your Seahawks. There's a lot going on here, Owen.
Representing America, to be honest.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that you're representing all of a sudden. We didn't even tell you this beforehand. We were like, we're just going to lay it on the doorstep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So today's draft rules are that we're all going to be picking a team, 11 players, and every single player selected in this draft has to be under the age of 24. So 23 and under every player in this draft, which means it's going to be one for the future. But we'll pit these four teams against each other right at the very end, and we'll see what we come out with. But before there's a draft, there's always a draft order. And we're going to do this via a random number generator. So Owen, you're the guest. You get to pick first a number between 1 and 4.
I'm going to go with number 2 for Mr. Clint Dempsey.
Okay. What about you, Sam?
4.
Dean?
1, obviously, because I'm always number 1.
Okay. And I will take number 3. We go to the number generator. And the draft order says 4, 2, 1, 3. So, Sam, yeah. Owen, Dean, me. That's what we get to. There we go. Wasn't that fun? And with that, I think we've...
That doesn't help me at all.
You get first pick, Sam. You get first draft picked. This is going to be a snake draft, everyone. So Sam goes first, then Owen, then Dean, then me, then Dean, me twice, and then Dean, and then Owen, then Sam twice, and so on and so forth until we all have 11 players. So with that in mind, I'm going to hand you over to Mr. Sam Tai for the first draft picks. Very exciting.
Oh, that's great fun. It's fitting, really, isn't it, as a Detroit Lions fan that I'm picking first. We're very used to that scenario. Terrible, terrible team, always picking first. The Lions have had some good ones over the years and also some bad ones. I'm going to try and keep it up with a good trend. But I do feel like we don't need to overcomplicate matters here. I think I should probably take goal machine Erling Haaland with the first overall pick. If I didn't, you'd need to check on my well-being.
Okay, there you go. Sam's first pick.
Boring.
It's boring, but it is what it is. Erling Haaland.
Really boring.
Good.
Shock horror. We're all there with all of these things. We'll keep an updated document along
the way. Wasn't even on my list.
Wasn't on your list.
Putting down.
There we go. Yeah, fantastic. Right. That means, Owen, it's over to you.
It's kind of interesting, actually. I mean, because I was like, is there a chance he'll fall to me? Obviously, I'll take him. He's not there. But there's kind of like a list of players here. And I remember last time you guys were talking about kind of like the lack of some players that are really, really good in positions. And that's obviously even exacerbated more with the fact we're picking 23 and under. So I really think that I'm going to pick Reece James at number 2.
Really good selection.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I figured the same thing out. The depth issue at right back is going to plague us all. Well, not you, obviously, but us three.
It is. It's going to be a problem. It's a good call.
And I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think you should be. I think you very much should be. So there we have it. And it means over to Dean for your first pick.
Oh, I'm obviously going to pick a forward, aren't I? Because it's more exciting to pick a forward. Which one am I going to pick? Who do I want? I'm going to go for a lad called Bukayo Saka.
Yeah. Okay.
Saka. There it is. Taking up one of my wide forward positions straight away. Didn't?
Yeah.
It was one of the 11 names I've got on the sheet, obviously. So I've got my 11 written out here, and Saka's there. So it's a tick next to his name now.
Okay. All righty. Let's go to me. And I'm going to take the Owen approach, and I'm going to pick a goalkeeper. I'm going to have Diogo Costa as my first pick in net, which is useful because he's excellent. And I think he's the best under-23 goalkeeper in the world. So I'm going to have that. And then in centre midfield, I'm going to take Jude Bellingham. Ooh, I think that seems like a reasonable start. I'll be honest. It's also one of the 11 names on Dean's list. So I'm really pleased with myself for selecting it.
Well, it's actually the opposite to what I would do. I'm not going to pick a goalkeeper until right at the end. I don't know any under-23 goalkeepers,
which is going to be a problem.
I will literally look it up once I get to my final pick. I'll just Google like 22-year-old goalkeepers and see who's listed. And we'll go from there. It just doesn't interest me. We already all know that. So I'm just going to go over to... He's going to find another forward who does pretty much the same things as Saka. Stick him on the other wing and pick Vinny. He's going to play on the other side.
Yeah, he's got the wingers sorted.
Saka and Vinny.
The rest of it will fall into place, you'd hope. Right, over to you.
Mate, I think, we're just going to hit the channels. We're going to hit the channels and say, here you go, lads, on your toes.
Okay. That's the worst way you could possibly use those two players. Coach Sam Allardyce.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Yeah, do you have any coaches under 23?
Not that we know of. Not that we know of right now.
Yeah, so I mean...
Will Steele.
Again, I'm going to look maybe for players who can play in multiple positions. That's something that, I mean, Reece James can go right center back if I need him. So I'm going to grab Phil Foden. And I guess he'll be on the left for now, but he might go cam. I could throw him there.
You throw him into the middle.
He'll be on the left for now.
I like it. Versatility is key in the draft. All right, then. It goes to Sam with a double pick next.
Oh, the pressure. I think the best name on the board, best player available approach, Detroit Lions know it well, is Pedri. So I'll take Pedri.
Yep.
And that's a midfielder.
And his mate.
I'll leave his mate for me, please.
His scrappy little mate.
Can you pick one without the other?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
You can.
It's fine. Probably. And then who would I like here? I didn't think Pedri would end up with me at all. I'm going to take what I believe is the best under 23 centre back. I'm going to take William Saliba.
Okay.
That's annoying. He was one of my 11 names, Sam, so you've done me.
I thought your 11 names are just goalkeepers because you don't know any. So you just make it up as you go along and then consult the list.
To be honest, mate, I've got 10 names because I haven't got a goalkeeper list.
All right, William Saliba goes in for Sam, and it's back to you, Owen.
So let's see. I've got a right back. I've got a left. I should probably go to midfield. And I want to grab a CDM, and I'm going to pick Arlen Tchouaméni because I think he's really good, and I really want somebody.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as a statement. I think it's fair.
And he was top of my list of CDMs.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Over to you, DJ.
Okay. I'll start putting some structure in the team now. I'm going to go for a defensive midfielder, a bit more of a technical player here. I'm torn between a couple, but I think I'm going to go Caicedo.
What? Which is Caicedo? Well, yeah. that's early. There's a lot of names on the board.
I'll tell you what's early, mate. Goalkeeper round one. That's early.
Yeah, Caicedo, yeah. He's got there's three players I've got actually in my head, and he was one of them that I've got listed down to go in the combination that we're aiming for. Obviously, I've got three names I have to get, lads. If I don't get these, I don't know any other players, so you've got to bear that in mind.
Caicedo played well on Sunday, so Dean's picked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair enough.
Transfer buzz around this would be massive.
It would be huge, wouldn't it? It'd be huge. I don't think taking a goalkeeper early is that sharp a message, Sam. Like, I don't think anyone is in the leagues that Diogo Costa is in terms of under-23 goalkeepers. I think he's by far and away the best goalkeeper out there that you could pick in this thing. So I think it's a pretty reasonable thing for me. It has come to me again, though, and I am going to take Gavi because I think alongside Jude Bellingham in midfield, he'd be absolutely unbelievable. And I'm going to take a centre-back as well, and I'm going to take Matthias de Ligt, who does just about still qualify for these categories. And I think it's a pretty safe and sensible pair of hands to have at the back there, to be honest.
I've got a little list of players I know certain people will pick, and you and De Ligt is like top of the list.
there's a couple I'd imagine in here for me that are going to be relatively plain sailing. But with that, the draft goes back to Dean Jones.
One of the most surprising things I've learned today is that Alphonso Davies is only 22.
Yeah.
I was like, I presume he's like 24, 25. No, he's 22. So I'll just stick him in at left back. He can play there.
See, that is famously where he plays. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm just making it clear that that's where he's playing and that is where he's going.
Well, no, he plays up front for Canada, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
He'll be overlapping Vinicius Jr. and my team. So that's what we'll be looking at.
Okie dokie. Owen, over to you.
Well, I was going to pick Alphonso Davies. That's who I was going to take. Awesome. But all the centre backs has me scared. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Gvardiol.
There's a run on centre backs.
I really want to put him in the middle there.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty fair shout. I think that's a pretty fair shout.
My defenders are gone now.
Defenders are gone. Dean's wrecked. He has nothing more to add.
I'm now off the cuff in defence.
Full out attack. Okay. All right. Sam, it's over to you.
Yeah. It's getting quite difficult because what I've noticed is happening is that the other three people on this podcast keep picking the players that I want. It's getting
I'll tell you what, Sam, at this point, why don't you give us an update of actually what your team is looking like right now? Because I've kind of forgotten who you've picked. So tell us where you're at.
Well, I've only got three players.
I know, but I still
you
forgot.
Guys on four. But I have the most incredible spine. I have Erling Haaland up front, Pedri in midfield, and William Saliba at the back.
I'm feeling
good about it, and I've got to build on it here with two good picks.
Indeed. Indeed. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're
what have you got
spot
to?
Here. Yeah.
It's tough. I'm trying to figure this out. I feel like there are so many options in midfield. I can't seem to narrow in on one of them at the moment as like extremely good value. But what I do really like the idea of is putting Alejandro Balde at left back. So I think I'm going to take Balde.
Yep.
And then, God, this is tough.
You got that, mate.
Let's go for Camavinga in midfield.
Okay. All right. It's a nice place to be. Eduardo Camavinga, in he goes. And that brings it back round to... Camavinga and Pedri's a real nice pivot, isn't it? that's a very, very strong little spot there you got going on. Owen, over to you.
Yeah. I mean, something that I kind of ran into while making my awesome spreadsheet here was that there's some position groups that obviously have a lot of players and some that don't. So I kind of want to look at those position groups that have a lot of players because some of them are really good. Like attacking midfielder. So I think I'm keeping Phil Foden on the left, but I'm going to stick Jamal Musiala in at 10.
Yeah.
Because he's the top of my attacking midfielder list right now.
Yeah. That's a very reasonable shout.
He was supposed to be mine. That's the problem.
Theft.
Yeah. There's a few holes in this.
Can we just get like a counter of how many times somebody got stolen?
Yeah. And this piece of paper is just looking like I've just got half an empty team now, so thanks. That's that done, and I'm in the spot I kind of expected to be in. Maybe a little earlier than I hoped.
Yes, okay. Indeed. All right, then, what you got? It is your go. It's time for you to come up on stage.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm just going to pick a forward now, and I think I'm going to go for Julian Alvarez. I think that's who I want through the middle of this team. And I'm going to take him before anyone else takes him because I thought, well, if Haaland goes, there's not too many. There's a couple of other strikers I considered, but yeah, I think he's got a bit more pedigree than some of the others I was thinking about. So my front three is now complete. Saka, Alvarez and Vinicius Jr. Content with that.
I'm quite gutted
about that. I've even got a thumbs up from Sam. Sam has never given me a thumbs up. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years and I've never... ever seen Sam give me a thumbs up, and here we are. I didn't know what it would take. That is it.
Well, you do now. You do now. Okie dokie.
Thanks, mate.
Well done. Very good stuff, Dean. I am going to go to the left wing, and I'm going to take Rafael Leao, I think, which is going to be nice. That's going to be a good one. I like that a lot. I'm happy with
that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's something I'm pleased with as a selection. And then I think I'm going to follow Owen's lead again and go to right back. Well, I'm going to take Yuri and Timber, I think. I have a few more in mind, but I actually think he might be the most secure. So much as I was thinking about going for a three at the back at one point here today. I really did have a good old think about it. But I think I'm going to go with a back four and go with Yuri and Timber and Rafael Leao on opposite sides of the pitch.
You've drafted two thirds of a great back three with De Ligt in the middle and Timber on the right. Don't abandon it yet. It's all Dutch. Mm. It's back three. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And with that, your hands back to Dean Jones.
Okay. Better get a defender in. Let's look at centre backs.
Dean having no one between Fonzi Davis and the goal is so on brand.
Yeah, this is being. You can see the positions. I just have no interest in. And I like watch them all. And that's exactly where we're at now. Typically, we know I hate picking centre-backs. I don't prioritise them. And that's how we got to the Kimpembe moment last time around. So I'm going to pick Wesley Fofana, Chelsea. Mm. He's one of the few players under 23 that I actually know is definitely good.
He's a centre-back. Okay.
I know he's a centre-back, and I've seen enough of him to know he's good.
Wesley Fofana goes in for Dean Owens. Back on stage.
I'm seeing my center mid list like go get really small here. And I'm still really scared of picking one. I'm really judging like how much I know about the sport by how many of mine get picked. Because then I'm like, if none of these get picked, I'm just like, I know nothing. But I guess I'm not going to pick a center mid this time. So I'll go to left back. And I'm going to pick Nuno Mendes. The last one I really want to pick on my list. So I'll steal him.
That's all the good left backs gone now.
He was on the Jack list for me.
He is. Yeah, that's in the Jack list. And that's Nuno Mendes gone, Fonzie gone, and Balde gone. And that's all of them, to be honest, Jack. So you are stuck with like Ian Mattson or something now, mate. So all the best to you.
Don't worry. I've got another left back. Don't you worry. Don't you fret.
I'm
going to
let you pick
Nuhu
if you want.
I'm good actually, thanks mate, I'm good, but I do appreciate the offer, but it is time for Sam.
What have you got? You got your strong midfield, haven't you, Sam? You got your Camavinga and your Pedri. Balde was a good one.
Yeah Saliba there at
Holland
the back.
Obviously the winning
I don't ticket. Have I don't have any wide forwards at the moment.
No, so but there are so many in this of this age. This is the thing, isn't it? Like there's so many still.
There are, but I do feel the need to pick one now. I've missed Vinny. I've missed Rafa Leao, but Kvara is still there for me. So I'm going to take Kvaratskhelia and fill out the left. Pretty unenthused with the right wing options beyond, like basically below Saka. Like, I had to take Haaland in first, but obviously I was immediately like, well, that means I don't get Saka and that means my right wing is screwed. So I'm trying to weigh out what to do there, and it's difficult. I want left-footed balance at centre back as well, so I'm just trying to figure out where to strike. Okay, let's go to the right wing. Let's just get this over and done with, and let's pick Rodrigo from Real Madrid.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty sensible
move. He's won you over with his Champions League super show's gone. Yeah,
you're not bringing him off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to draft him as a sub.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, over to you, Owen.
All right.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with the center back this time. Because that means that I can have my defense done and I don't have to worry about it, and I'd be really happy with that. So I've got three options. All that I'm looking at right now.
Don't say them out loud.
Tell Dean what they are.
Need them later.
I've been waiting for someone to do something like this.
Kimpembe, no. So I'm going to go with Mark Guehi Because I really like him. And I think that he's really cool. And I want him next to Gvardiol.
Mm. He actually would have suited my Wesley Fofana much better. That's the sort of thing that actually might happen in real life soon. But okay, I can take that.
DJ, obviously.
I'm going to go to right back. Yeah, I'm going to go to right back. And the person I'm going to pick, I've barely seen play. But in my job as writing about transfers, I speak about him all the time. And if this many people are interested in him, if he's worth this much money, then Jeremy Frimpong is good enough for me.
No, he's on the Jack list. Stop it, people.
Jeremy Frimpong is my sort of player. And he'll be great at just pinging the balls into the channel. So, Bayer Leverkusen's 22-year-old Jeremy Frimpong. Yeah, that's good. Look, that's his back line so far. Frimpong, Fofana and Alphonso Davies is looking good. If I can think of one more decent defender, I'm actually reasonably happy with this.
It's very quick.
Mm. It's very quick, this team. I tell you that. Not sure how they're going to gel, but I've got two more midfield picks to try and sort that out. I might have three defensive midfielders at this, right?
I am upset that he's gone, but it does also it puts to bed my idea of playing a back three. So, at least it gives me some clarity in that regard.
Got to walk the dogs, school drop off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer practice, then there goes the extra time for a jog. That's okay. Maybe next week.
When everyone else relies on you, it's easy to put your needs last. Therapy is a dedicated time to focus on what you need to be happy, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. BetterHelp offers convenient online therapy on your schedule. It's the same professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with the option to communicate when and how you want, by chat, phone, or video call. Go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
So I'm going to pick the player that I was thinking about putting at left center back, but I'm just going to pick him at left back. And that's going to be Piero Hincapié. Okay, so Bayer Leverkusen. Yeah,
you want to play a full defensive line of centre backs here. This is the Sam Allardyce team, low key.
Wow.
Well, you think about the two wingers I'm going to play, who basically don't do any defending, and that's how it's going to work. Because I'm now going to pick my right winger, and my right winger is Samu Chukwueze, who just about squeezes into the qualification requirements, which I'm really pleased with.
He does. He's close, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really, really close. So I'm pleased with that. And with three players to go, I do like the balance that's going on in this team. Also, the good news is, if it all goes Pete Tong here, I can switch Hincapié into left centre-back and it'll be fine. Mm. Right, over to you, Dean.
I don't have any more players, mate.
I've run out now. You've got some midfielders you need to pick, DJ. Your midfield is currently just Caicedo chilling in the middle on his own.
To be fair, he's got legs on him. He has got legs on him. Thinking of mixing up the formation, playing five forwards.
Poor Caicedo.
The thing is, like with this team, I am a bit concerned that Frimpong and Fonz keep going charging forward. They've only got one. Caicedo might need another midfielder who's a bit more defensive minded. Torn between a couple. But I think I want a Milan representative in here, and I'm going to go with someone that a lot of people don't actually rate very highly, actually. But Sandro Tonali, for me, is going to get the nod. He's going in.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind it. I quite like it. Okay. That's a good start. Yeah. It's not it's who I would
work rate. You need that. You need
work rate. Yeah. He's in there as a workhorse. Him and Caicedo. The next pick is a big one to go alongside Tonali and Caicedo. I'll give you that.
Yeah, no, I do.
That's what I'm picking up now.
Right then, pick him out. Oh, and no, you.
Well, I'm the only one without a right winger, so I can wait on that, which is nice. And I am going to go ahead and pick my center forward, and we're going to go with North America. We're going to go Jonathan David, who I really like up front. And I talked about him earlier a little bit. I think he's cool.
How old is he?
He is. 23. He should be on the list.
He's 23. Yeah, yeah, he's like, must be pushing the barriers here.
Yeah, he's cool. He's
23. Yeah.
He's cool. He's allowed. It's okay. Right, Sam, over to you.
Yeah, so am I the only one without a right back now?
Is you are, else which means you can wait on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I could just wait. Yeah, I mean, they're all rubbish anyway. So it's fine. I'll just leave it. And then goalkeeper's not particularly interesting, which means that these two picks are going to need to be my left-sided centre-back and whatever midfielder I decide to go with here. So Camavinga is holding the midfield and Pedri is joining the attacking line and he's conducting the flow of the game. What is the perfect complement to them? Is it a dribbler? Or should I play Pedri alongside Camavinga and take a 10?
Ooh.
Okay.
Decisions.
Yeah, it's tough, this is. This is really tough. I'm going to take my left-sided centre-back in Benoit Badiashil, putting off my midfield dilemma for approximately 3.5 seconds. I'm back to it immediately. And I'm going to take Mohamed Kudus.
Ah, literally was just looking, literally was on his profile page thinking, can I squeeze him into mine?
Well, no. No.
No.
Oh, you can't. You will not be allowed that.
Well done.
Right, over to you, Owen. We're getting towards the end now.
Yes.
So I need a goalkeeper.
I mean, are you happy with your team so far? Let's just ask you that.
You know what? I really wanted Rhys James. I'm looking at it here. So I'm glad I got him. I wanted Phil Foden. I'm glad I got him. And I'm okay with my left back. I thought as long as I got a left back in like my top three, which was Davies, Mensch, Balde, I would have been okay. I really didn't want that fourth one. Who I have some guys down there, but I didn't want anybody lower on that list. So I'm happy. I thought my center backs could have gone better, but you know we're okay with it.
You got the best left sided one.
Yes.
So anyway, I am going to pick a goalkeeper now, just to avoid picking a center mid again because I'm scared. So I'm between two here, and I want to pick. I'm going to pick Gavin Bazunu for Jack. I really thought you were going to pick him.
Well, I was until Diogo Costa was available. So I chanced my arm. But Super Gav Bazunu is a good shout. I'm pleased that someone has got him in their team. Which takes us up to D. And I'm going to bring back onto the stage.
Oh, thanks. Right. So I've got a hole in the midfield. I've got a hole the centre of my defence, and I've got the goalkeeper get, which I'm really not concerned about. So I'm going to plug up the defence. And again, I'm going to pick a player that I've written about more than I've watched. And I think he's the first teenager, actually, that I've got in my lineup. He's a player that Jack and Sam definitely watch way more than I do. So they'll be able to know whether he'd be a suitable partner for Fana. Genuinely got absolutely no idea whether that's the case or not. But Antonio Silva is going into my team, the 19-year-old from Benfica.
Mm. Very good.
Mm. It's a good pick. It's a good pick. I like it. It's a good pick. And takes it on to me. And I have holes, centre-back and in centre midfield and up front. Now, I'm the last one to pick a striker, so that one doesn't need filling immediately. So I am going to pick my centre attacking midfielder and I am going to pick my star boy, Florian Wirtz, who must have been on the list.
That would have been quite a good one for me. Yeah.
Another one on the list.
Which means me with
the list, by the way, is just Jack. The end.
Have you got an actual list?
There's a Jack would pick.
No. I just wanted to check. I thought you genuinely might.
It's just people. Yeah, well, I would have enjoyed it, and I would have been probably pretty much on. I'm sort of tossing up whether to play
I just wanted it to be right. I just wanted it to be exactly right.
I'm tossing up whether to have Hincapié as a left centre-back and play an actual left-back outside him, or if Rafael Leão just means you want your left-back to do a job, in which case Hincapié is absolutely fine there. So that's the current dilemma.
You could talk us through the left-back names. You can talk, because you're the last one, you can sound it out. Yeah.
So the other left back that I have on my list is Mitchell Backer, who I like a lot, mate. But I don't think he's good enough to shift the needle here. So there's that. So considering that response,
well, Sam's reaction has just talked you out of that anyway.
Yeah, it has. I'm going to throw, I think, I'm going to throw a wild card in here and put Armel Belakotchap into my back line because I think he's going to be a star once he gets out of Southampton.
once he gets out the championship next season.
I'm convinced that Belakotchap has everything he needs to be an absolute top defender. So I'm going to put Armel Belakotchap in inside Ngakoue, knowing that Ngakoue can do some covering if we need to. And that's me sorted bar a striker, which takes you over to you, Dean Jones.
I honestly don't know. I'm absolutely stuck.
You can have a centre midfielder,
a goalkeeper
Dean.
Last, but I can't think who I want. So I'm going to actually pick a goalkeeper first, purely so it gives me more time to figure this out while you're talking, even if it's a few seconds. Now, the problem with my pick is that he's actually in terrible form, probably in the worst form goalkeeper in English football right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know who you're going to pick. Yeah,
he's exactly.
He's 23 and he is a good goalkeeper. And Melier is going to be my goalkeeper.
He's already in the screen.
I'm going to trust that this is... Yeah, it is literally... He'd written it into the bracket before I'd even said his name. But look, Melier, he's a good goalie. Like, he's also just presented Fulham with 3 points. And maybe this is just a thank you for that. Cheers, Melier.
What do you mean? He made a couple of really good saves and got 2 assists at the weekend. But just sadly, they were just both at Fulham. Right then, Owen, what have you got left to fill? Centre mid and right wing?
We've got centre mid and right wing. I decided, I think, who my right winger is going to be, and nobody's going to pick him. So I'll leave that for now. And so my other centre mid is going to be someone that I did some analysis for, but it never came out because he went to Marseille. Right after the World Cup. He's really good. He's gets up and down. Awesome. That's who I want next to Musiala and Tchouaméni. And I'm going to pick Azdin Unai, who, I mean, I can pull up the stats to back it up, but I really like him.
Pull up the stats. I want to hear it all. But it's a nice pick and I like it. And I enjoy him, one, sometimes playing up front for Marseille. Weird. But mostly, I just think it's a good pick. Mm-hmm. Which leaves you, Sam, with your final two.
Yeah, I've got the goalkeeper I don't want to pick and the scraps at right back. I'm the last person to pick either of these two positions, so I'm just going to sound it out. Obviously, the right back, there is Reece James, and then there is literally everybody else. So he's gone. Frimpong, probably too attacking for my team. And Timber, probably too defensive. But I'm nitpicking because there's like, do I want a perennially injured Livramento? Not really. Do I want two defensive Simakan? Do I want the two attacking Porro? Not really. So I'm going to go a little bit rogue. Maybe one that might have slipped under the radar a little bit and take Malo Gusto, who Chelsea think is good enough to back up Reece James. That's good enough for me. And he is a pretty damn good modern fullback. So Malo Gusto in at right back. And then the goalkeepers, man. Like, it's either Mamardashvili, Anatoly Trubin, or Lucas Chevalier of Lille.
Yeah, that's the Chevalier. One that I was thinking about.
Chevalier. I like Chevalier. Yeah, I'm going to take Chevalier.
The horseman.
That's what they call him.
That's what it means, right? Yeah, Chevalier's horse in French, isn't it? Am I not wrong? Am I wrong? I might be wrong. Maybe I'm not wrong. Not wrong. I'm usually wrong. Right.
Dean speaks French.
Very good. Dean does speak French. Oui, oui. I thought, Sam, the other pick that I thought might be rogue, but I thought you might go for it right back was Aaron Hickey.
Oh,
I did
no.
notice.
My backup here would have been Vanderson of Monaco, I'm going to go for Gusto, yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have let you change it after I'd said it, but I just thought I'd let you know that it was in my thought process, okay. Don't you worry. Right, good. Back to you, Owen. Last one, right wing.
So I was going through the list. I'm going to keep saying that I was going through my list. And I've got some players on this list. And I'm the last one without a right winger, so I can talk about it. Cool. Kulusevski's on the list. Not going to pick him. Jadon Sancho is still under 23 or under 24. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to pick him because I want somebody that nobody was going to pick. So I'm going to pick Michael Olise to play on my right.
Wow. Crystal Palace Culture Club over there.
Yeah,
it was not intentional, honestly. I should have grabbed Tarik Mitchell.
I thought there were actually quite a lot of options at right wing. None of them set my life on fire, let's put it that way. But Jeremy Pino, Sofiane Diop, Luis Enrique, Nico Williams, Noni Madueke, there's a lot
Anthony,
of
Ferran Torres.
Yeah.
Ryan Shirky. Mm.
He was there. He's on the list.
Yeah, he was on the
Moussa
list.
Moussa Diaby would have been my next one down from Rodrigo, I think.
Yeah,
nice. Okie dokie. Right, DJ, one left.
One left. Midfielder needs to get forward a bit more. Honestly, I did not expect to be picking this person when we started this draft. And I don't really like the team, but he does live quite near me. So that's one reason to pick him. Conor Gallagher's going in my team.
No way!
Oh my God. He actually would work quite well in this. With Tonali and Caicedo, Conor Gallagher, he would miss all the chances that fall his way, but he could at least break out of that midfield. I'd be all right with that.
I thought you were about to say Harvey Elliott there. I really did. When you were like, he lives near me, and then I was like, he doesn't live near you anymore. Although they were born
I thought you were going to say Joao Felix.
Yeah, you Conor Gallagher. Maybe. Conor Gallagher that got the nod because he didn't move away from me still lives near me.
Fair enough. And then there was one left, and I have a striker to pick. And I think I am going to go... Well, there was a couple of options, right? There is Karim Adeyemi, who was obviously at Dortmund, coming back from an injury. Lovely footballer. Prefer him slightly wider. There's Rasmus Højlund, who's had half a good year in Belgium and three quarters of a good year in Italy. There's obviously Darwin Nunez, who's still eligible to this. But I'm actually going to go for Darwin's successor. And I am going to go back to Benfica to put in Gonzalo Ramos, who I think would bring Florian Wirtz into play nicely. And that's genuinely the reason I've gone for him. I think that Ramos there up front would open things up for Florian Wirtz to be able to thrive in that number 10 role. So there we have it. We are drafted. Do you want to run through these teams? Yeah. Well,
everyone, just summarize your own team. I think we're at that point. Sam was first pick. So Sam, run through your 11.
Sure. I got first pick overall. So obviously, I picked Erling Haaland. No doubt in my mind that was the right thing to do. Then it came back round, and I was very surprised to see that Pedri was there at 6 overall. Turned to defense. Wanted to get one of those three right backs. Got Balde, wanted to get Saliba, and I wanted to make sure I got a left footer with him for the balance. You know, I love it. So Badiashile, Camavinga in the middle gives a bit of steel. And then I just started to try and take like the complementary pieces, like Kavara's great, Rodrigo's cool. Mo Kudus I picked for his profile alongside Camavinga's destruction and Pedri's playmaking. I wanted some box to box. I wanted some force. And Malagusto, best of a bad bunch at right back. Sorry, mate. And Lucas Chevalier, no one cares.
I like Chevalier. I might be the only person on this program that cares, but I do like Chevalier. I liked him when he was doing bits in Ligue 2 last year, and I like him now he's doing bits in Ligue 1 this year. So fair play to Lucas Chevalier. Right, Owen, going to walk us through yours.
I mean, it all started with me picking Reece James at number 2, which I thought was going to be like, oh my gosh, you pick Reece James at number 2? But you guys were okay with it. I actually feel a lot better about it, and I was happy with it. And then I just kind of wanted to pick players who I liked and who I think will be fun to play. So, I mean, that's why we ended up grabbing Foden. That's how Elisa ended up on the right. And I think Musiala is really good. So I wanted to get some players in the middle that are good. And then just like on the outside, we have fun players. I was really happy that I got a left back who I like with Nuno Mensch. He'll like motor up and down, which will be great. And then I'm happier than I thought I was going to be with Jonathan David.
Good. Well, yeah. I mean, he's a good player. So I'm not hugely surprised by that. DJ, what about you?
Great front three. Saka, Vinny, Julian Alvarez. Very happy with that. That's where any Dean Jones team is going to have the bulk of its talent is in their attack. Then I think it's fair to say probably looked at the fullbacks just to make sure that I had modern fullbacks. I mean, that's not sure the actual setup around them totally suits them, but still having Fons and Frimpong are about as good as you could get for this age bracket and profiling. So very happy with that. Fofana and Antonio Silva, absolutely no idea how they get on as a pair, but seems to be totally fine. The midfield, probably a bit of a weak spot here. Caicedo, Tonali, Conor Gallagher. Not great chemistry, I don't think.
I think
they're very good.
I can't wait to see the response on Twitter when we put these four teams out. It's going to be like, someone's going to be like, how did he end up with those midfielders? There was only four of you in the draft.
He didn't prioritise them is the answer to that question. Don't really know either. But fortunately, we don't have the same reach anymore now on Bleacher Report, so I'm not going to get much of a backlash.
Now that is quite something.
Goalkeeper, yeah, Melier, because he gave us Fulham some presents at the weekend, so he's got one to be in my team.
There you go. I don't think anyone's going to score against me, is by the basis of this team. Diego Costa came in first, and we set up a rock solid back four. You're in Timber, Matthijs de Ligt, Armel Bellakotchap, and Piero Hincapié. I don't think anyone's going to come anywhere through that, which is good because I haven't really picked anyone else to defend. Jude Bellingham is the deepest lying midfielder in this setup. He can obviously do that job, although he would like to get forward a little bit more. I imagine he's going to be quite frustrated within this team, but we'll give him the armband to placate him. In front of him, Gavi's going to run around destroying things as usual. Florian Wirtz in the middle behind Gonzalo Ramos. I think those two are going to play really nicely together. And then Liao and Chukwueze on the flanks in one of the most destructive and technically gifted front twos that you can have out there. So I'm excited. I'm excited about seeing this. It's very much a defensive unit and then an attacking unit, but I am perfectly fine with the capabilities of my defensive unit. I think they'll be able to keep out Conor Gallagher and co.
Don't underestimate, mate.
Conor Gallagher keeps himself out, mate. Don't worry about that. Just looking at the midfielders that went undrafted and just like weighing up Conor Gallagher in one hand and looking at the others. Although I appreciate, Dean, you definitely needed legs, because the attack is the attack. So like, I was looking to lambast you, really, thinking like, oh, you've left Enzo Fernandez on the board. You've left Vitinha on the board. I don't think they help you. But
no, Vitinha, I did think about a little bit, but I wasn't sure that was actually a good fit for the team. Probably was a bit of pick on paper because you'd look at it and be fine with it.
But I was a bit sad, Sam, that you didn't take, I didn't take your main man, Manuel Ugarte. Thought you might pick him.
Yeah, so I was going to say to Dean, there are probably two options here that you could have gone with, like a more continental flavour of Conor Gallagher and gone for like Florentino Luis from Benfica or someone like Manuel Ugarte from Sporting. But Conor lives close to you, so I guess you've got to prioritise the right things.
Exactly, mate. You know, it's not going to let me down, is it?
Yeah, how like...
The one
how
that I was
on a block party
to
in the UK?
How what?
How like prevalent are block parties?
How prevalent?
That's like that's like a huge thing in America. Because you can have a block party with Conor Gallagher.
They're not.
No?
No, it's going to be a street. It's going to be a street party in a couple of weeks when the king's coronated. But that's about as close as you get.
There you go.
They are you and Conor having the time coronation of your lives. The Conor Nation. You can call it from now on.
Yeah.
I thought that someone would pick Kefran Touré. And the one that I had in reserve in the midfield, if it all fell down, was Erkan Kökçü, who somehow is still under the age of 24. He is just still there. He's been final captain for about 4 years, and he's just there bopping around being 23. So Kökçü was one that I thought about for a little bit of experience in the middle of the park. But there you go. And with that, lads, our drafts are complete.
That's good fun.
On draft week, we always have fun. It's great to have it. And all that's left for me to do is to say thank you so much to our special guest, Mr. Owen Murray, Chief Writer at Ranks AFC and representative today of the Ranks squad. It's been a real pleasure having you on, Owen.
I really appreciate it. It's great. Okay, do it again sometime. Good luck to Sam's Lions, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they need all the luck they can get.
We'll trade down.
So
we'll trade down.
Thank you very much to the Rank of Mr. Sam Tai.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you very much to our transfer guru, Mr. Dean Jones.
Cheers, mate. You're welcome.
I've been Jack Collins. This has been Ranks FC on draft week with our very own draft of under 24 players. We hope you've enjoyed this. Please do make sure you like and subscribe to the channel down there, and make sure you click through to get into the podcast feed as well and see all the stuff that's going on there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you very shortly. Take it easy, guys.
got to walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer practice, then there goes the extra time for a jog. That's okay. Maybe next week.
When everyone else relies on you, it's easy to put your needs last. Therapy is a dedicated time to focus on what you need to be happy, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. BetterHelp offers convenient online therapy on your schedule. It's the same professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with the option to communicate when and how you want, by chat, phone, or video call. Go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.